Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's a joy to share these next few moments together. But before we go into the word of the Lord that God has placed on my heart, let's take a moment to join our hearts in prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you that you are our God, that you are a faithful God, and that your precepts are true. Lord, that your commandments and your judgments are true and righteous altogether. Lord, we thank you that you uphold all things by the word of your power. And Father, there's not anything that we face in our lives at this present moment, not only that you were aware of, nothing comes as a surprise to you, but also, Lord, in your love and graciousness and in your mercy, you have equipped us. You have provided us with the spiritual weaponry that we need to lead a victorious Christian life, to prosper in all spiritual dimensions, so that as we prosper spiritually, all other areas of our life, our physical health, our circumstances, our financial situation, Lord, all will be affected by the health of our spiritual condition. And we know as we walk close to you, as we seek your wisdom, we shall be quiet from the fear of evil, for we seek your precepts, Lord. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We thank you, Lord, for helping us understand in ever greater and increasing ways the marvelous plan of salvation that you have provided in Christ Jesus, the fullness of our redemption, Father, we lay hold of. And Father, where we are limited, we ask for the enabling and empowering of the Holy Spirit that we can truly do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, that's what your word says. And Father, we claim it regardless of how we feel, regardless of the thoughts of our mind. Lord, we thank you that you are sovereign and you rule and reign over all. And Lord, one glorious day, everything, every knee shall bow. Every tongue in heaven and in earth and under the earth, they will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now be with us, Lord, as we share these next few moments together. Be with us, Lord, as your Holy Spirit helps us understand truths from the Word of God. As we go into the subject that you've placed on my heart, we thank you for your enabling. We thank you for open hearts and open ears to receive the truth of God's Word, your truth, O Lord, your Word which is established in heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your Word abides forever. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, the message I would like to share with you beginning today, and as long as the Lord allows us to share, is entitled Conquering Canaan. And I'd like to share with you, as I had spent time in the Word, the traits of a victorious Christian. Just as there were an historical people, the people of Israel, who God had provided a land that he promised was a land flowing with milk and honey, that he would give them cities that they did not build. He would give them vineyards and trees and property that they did not have to labor for, homes that they didn't have to build. God was going to give this to his people, Israel, because he loved them, because he was fulfilling a promise that he spoke to their fathers, to Father Abraham. And so, as we know from the Word of God, the examples of the Old Testament, of how God dealt with his people, Israel, God hasn't changed. Some people just want to throw out the Old Testament and feel that it has no relevance for us today. Well, beloved, if we don't understand the Old Testament, there's no way we can truly and fully comprehend the truths of the New Testament and vice versa. It is the whole counsel of God. It is the same God. The law was given for express purposes. Thank God we are now under grace, but the character, the nature of God has never changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The spiritual principles and truths that he has set in place are unchanging. It is true, culture changes, times change, men change, but our God is unchangeable, and there are spiritual principles that we must learn, that we should learn if we desire to have a fulfilled and happy life as a Christian. And God is so gracious to show us the way through the examples given in his word. And so, with the Lord's help, I would like to share with you 8 different traits or aspects that should be in our lives if we want to eat the good of the land. Now, we understand, and perhaps you've heard parables that as Christians, there's an analogy made with the world, that the world is Egypt. It's a place of sin, of bondage, of slavery, of depression, of the yoke of bondage. And when God led his people Israel out of Egypt with a great and mighty hand through signs and wonders, he then brought them into a wilderness place that he could prove their hearts, try them. And when the time came for the 12 spies to go into the promised land to just spy out the land, the 10 of them brought back an evil report. And as a result of unbelief, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. That was a judgment upon that generation that agreed with those spies that said, there's giants there, we're as grasshoppers in their sight, we can't do this. But there were voices of faith expressed in Joshua and in Caleb, who said, we are well able to take the land. And so there are aspects of character. There are spiritual truths necessary for us to understand, for us to receive our promised land. You've probably heard a lot of message about Canaan is the promised land for the believer. There are exceeding great and precious promises which God has given to the believer through Jesus Christ. And it is by faith, the same way, that we possess our land. We possess the truth and the reality of those promises. And so, with the Lord's help, now let's begin to look at those necessary characteristics that you and I have to have in order to be a victorious Christian. And first of all, I'd like to share is a conquering spirit. What does that mean? That means that as Christians, we have the right to be bold. It says in Proverbs, the righteous are as bold as a lion. And God has given us everything that we need to be successful and victorious. He's given us power over all power of the enemy. And so it is our privilege, it is our duty, it is our responsibility to come against, to rebuke, to bind the kingdom of darkness, those demon spirits who would come against us in our own lives. Jesus said to Peter, I give to you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So we have spiritual authority. Now, unlike perhaps what some are preaching today, I don't believe we're going to transform the world to prepare it for the arrival of Jesus. I believe the kingdom of God will be established only when the king returns, that is Jesus. However, God has given us a metron of responsibility. He has given us authority to come against powers of darkness that would assail us or our loved ones. If we are saved, we can claim the members of our household are saved. There is a metron or area of influence and responsibility that God has given to us. God is a God of authority and order. I mean, we can't come against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. That we pray and ask God. Even Michael did not bring a railing accusation against Satan disputing over the body of Moses, as Jude said, but he said, "The Lord rebuke you." And so, beloved, I want you to have a confidence. I want you to have an assurance that whatever affects your life, you have the power and the authority and God's the smile of his approval that you should walk in that authority. And we can pray and ask God to move in the nations of the world, to move in governments, for the heart of a king is in the Lord's hands. And so, beloved, boldness and the ability to take what rightfully belongs to us as God's children is something God wants us to first of all understand, that we are to be on the offensive. Let me share the word of the Lord in Joshua, the first chapter, 1 and 2. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." See, God has said, "I've already given it to you. Moses is dead. It's a new day. Now arise." And that's the word of the Lord to us today, beloved. We are to arise. God has commanded us that we're to inherit. We are to possess God's promises for joy, for liberty, for the fullness of all that he has promised us in the new covenant. Beloved, that belongs to you and I, but we must have an affirmation, an agreement with God that, "Yes, Lord, yes, I see. Just as you gave to ancient Israel the power to conquer Canaan, you've given me that authority to pray for my life, for the lives of my family and loved ones and friends, that I can assume that same authority." Well, beloved, there's much to share, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me at this same time. And if any time you miss a broadcast, want to hear it, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime. In the moments that remain, though, as I always do, if you need a partner in prayer, if you need someone to stand with you in the power of agreement, the announcer is going to give you our contact information. Write me. I will personally pray for you and send back what God would bless and encourage your heart with. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.